Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Holding the music in your hands, today on Advanced. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Peter, and you are joining us today, Saturday, April 4th, 2026, for day two of our Trends article for the month of April. It is called Rewinding History. Cassette tapes are coming back. And if this is the second day of our two-day article here, if you joined us yesterday, you heard about how audio cassette tapes are making a comeback. They are a form of music technology, a way of containing music and listening to music and even recording music that was popular really in the 1980s and 1990s and sort of disappeared around the turn of the century with the rise of CDs and DVDs and eventually in our current time, streaming. So cassette tapes disappeared for a while, but they are now coming back. We learned about a 20-year-old college student, Gabrielle Dominic Dunlap, yesterday, who has enjoys listening to audio cassette tapes. This is a gentleman who was born, you know, past the popular time of cassette tapes, and yet he enjoys them. He likes, he says they have a fun retro aspect, a retro aspect meaning something from the recent past that is now stylish or fashionable. And he also enjoys a certain physical quality to having the tapes that you don't really have with streaming. We listen to music from Spotify or from YouTube, and we just press a button or swipe on our phones and there it is. But with a cassette tape, Dominic Dunlap describes the sense of holding it in your hands, flipping it around, snapping it into the cassette player, and seeing the little spools turn as the tape plays, and listening to it that way and appreciating it more that way as well. So we're going to continue to talk about that today and understand what it may mean that cassette tapes and tape technology is making a comeback. And by we, of course, I mean myself and my co-panelists. Joining us again from yesterday, please welcome back to the show, Linda.
Hello, everyone. It is great to be back. Yeah, we were talking about cassettes and how they've made a resurgence similar to vinyl records. And we talked about the pros and cons of that.
Right, yeah. What this means, what it doesn't mean. But we mentioned music technology just now. I mentioned it. And Linda, what would you say is your favorite music technology? Because we've had several ways to, several forms of technology to contain
right,
music
yes.
and to enjoy it. Which would you say is your favorite?
Well, I really enjoy the convenience of streaming music. The digital format makes it really easy. There isn't anything physical, so there's no waste, per se, like physical waste, because with the cassette, there's plastic. With CDs, there's a plastic case and paper. So I really like being able to stream the music, get any song, basically, that I want to hear, all on my computer or on my phone. Just search for it, and I can listen to it right away. I don't have to go out and make a separate purchase. But the trade-off is, okay, we get something, but we also give something up, is the ownership of the music. Before, when we bought an album, a physical album, we had that, right? We could physically touch it. We could call it our own. We could listen to it whenever we wanted to. And that is the case with streaming too. But you have to keep paying a subscription every month to listen to that music. If you stop paying the subscription, then you don't have access anymore. But after you've bought a physical tape, record, or CD, you have that for as long as, you know, you have that piece of music if you don't throw it away. And I also liked looking at the album covers and the pictures that they would have inside. More for like the CD, the little booklet that came with the CD. Like you could get multiple pictures of the artist or the band, and then you also had the lyrics there. So having that physical paper, that also was meaningful. And we don't get that with streaming.
Yes, yes. Good summary there of sort of the pros and cons of the most relevant and popular forms of music technology. I think my favorite music technology, I would have to say at the end of the day, I mean, they all have their advantages, as you said, and their trade-offs. But the sound of music, to me, has always sounded best on vinyl records. I listened to cassette tapes. I owned plenty of cassette tapes, some years ago, and I had plenty of CDs when those were the popular format, and I still stream a lot of music today. But the sound of it, I think, really ultimately on a vinyl LP is where it sounds best. The trade-off, of course, is that you cannot record onto a vinyl LP. It's nice to be able to record music as well as listen to it with a cassette tape. You just connect it to a radio, wait for your song to come up, press record, and you've captured the song that way. But yeah, it doesn't sound as good. I mean, you have the song and you can listen to it. At least you have, you have it in some form. But I think I would have to, at the end of the day, say that the LP is my favorite form of technology. Also, like you mentioned, with CDs, you open them up and there would be artwork in the CD that, in the case that comes with the CD, authorized by the artist, by the band, listing the tracks, sometimes commentary on the tracks, sometimes artists' pictures, illustrating themes from the album in some way. And that, you also get that experience with vinyl LPs, but bigger even, because CDs are about, 3 inches by 3 inches, I suppose, and a vinyl LP is, I think, almost a foot square, perhaps.
Right, and some vinyl covers are actually considered to be pieces of art.
Like, exactly.
They had artists commissioned or artists designed the cover specifically. And so that is a benefit of having vinyl records. Like you have the artwork of the album.
But let's get into our article now and read more about what it means that audio cassettes are making a comeback. Let's go into our first reading now. We'll do two readings. Let's do our first one now.
I feel like the sliding scale of disintegration of sound is a little more subtle. It feels like just the highs get shaved off, but you can still listen to a tape that's aging and being worn over the years, Stevens said. Obviously, it's not as good as if it's a fresh tape or something, but I think as far as listenability, it's a little smoother even if it's messed up. Chris Grauser, a 42-year-old who owns Jerry's Records, said people his age seem to be interested in VHS tapes because of nostalgia, and the same could apply to an increase in a passion for cassettes. But the demographic of cassette tape customers he's used to seeing skews even younger. I'm seeing 20-year-olds, 25-year-olds, people that were born after 2000 that are into cassettes, Grauser said. And that's wild to me, because it's clearly not a nostalgia thing. They didn't grow up with them.
All right, so at the beginning of our article today, we have a quote from a gentleman named Eric Stevens. We met Eric Stevens yesterday. He owns a cassette tape-based record label, a record label meaning a organization, a business that records albums for artists and singers. This one happens to be cassette tape based, so it presumably produces all this music on cassette tape rather than vinyl LP. The label is called Michi Tapes, and we learned yesterday how Stevens also enjoyed listening to cassette tapes in the 1990s, the early 2000s, and he begins our article today by saying he feels like the sliding scale of disintegration of sound is a little more subtle on audio cassette tapes. The sliding scale of disintegration of sound, that's kind of a complicated audio term for basically just the quality of the sound as you hear it on the tape.
Well, it just means it varies. Like if something, if you're looking at something on a sliding scale, it just that means that there are variables that factor into, like, for example, here, the disintegration of the sound. So how the sound, like how much the sound disintegrates varies.
Yes, exactly. And he gives a nice description here. It feels like the highs get shaved off. Obviously, we're not talking about shaving cream and razor blades here, but just that the high notes, the high tones in music get shaved off on audio cassette. But you can still listen to a tape that's aging and being worn over the years. Obviously, it's not as good as if it's a fresh tape, but he thinks as far as listenability is concerned, as far as listenability goes, it's a little smoother, even if it's messed up. And listenability, of course, just how well you can listen to something, how good it sounds when you listen to it. We have another quote here from a gentleman named Chris Grauser, who owns Jerry's Records. Several of the people in the article are record store owners who were interviewed about this resurgence in audio cassettes. And Chris Grauser makes an interesting observation. What does he say, Linda?
Well, he said people are interested, or particularly people his age, are interested in cassette tapes because of nostalgia. This longing for the past, this feeling that the past was better, and also when we remember things, like remember the good things. So having this desire for the past is causing people to want to use cassette tapes again. Similar to the increase in using VHS tapes. And those are the home video tapes that we mentioned yesterday.
Right. Did you shared yesterday, Linda, about using audio tapes to record family events sometimes. Did you or do you have video tapes, VHS tapes of family events as well?
We did record videotapes that would stick the tape in the video recorder. And yeah, we would take home videos that way. But I have yet to, or I didn't convert them to digital, so I don't have them.
Well, they're out there somewhere. But yeah, Chris Grauser also notes in our next line, sort of indirectly, that nostalgia may be part of the reason for this resurgence in the interest of tapes, both video and audio, but that he goes on to say the demographic of cassette tape customers he's used to seeing skews even younger. Demographic, word that just means the particular portion of the population that is concerned with a particular thing. In this case, the thing is buying cassette tapes in the 21st century. And he's saying that that demographic, that portion of the population skews even younger. To skew means to show a tendency toward something. So it means that the people, this demographic of people who buy cassette tapes, tend to be younger people.
So that means it's not just people who are nostalgic, like Chris Grauser here. It's also people in their 20s who are interested in cassette tapes.
Right. He goes on to say that he's seeing 20-year-olds, 25-year-olds, people that were born after 2000 that are into cassettes. So it's clearly for them, it's not a nostalgia thing, the idea that things were always better in the past, because this was not part of the past for those people, for 20 and 25-year-olds.
Right. So for them, it might be a fake nostalgia. So they're having this desire for things from the past, thinking they're looking back and although they didn't experience that past, but they're also viewing it as the past was better. Like it was, they wish they grew up in the 90s or the 80s.
Yeah.
So that's why there's this interest.
Yeah. And we've had that sort of thing before. I think almost every generation there will be part of it that has some kind of fondness for a thing of the past. I remember in the 1980s, tie-dye t-shirts became very popular for a while. Those are those t-shirts that are, it's normally a white t-shirt and you dip it in some dye and it comes out with all these vivid, bright colors.
And patterns.
And patterns. And it's sort of associated with hippies and 1960s counterculture, that sort of environment. Even though those of us wearing them in the 1980s weren't even alive at that time.
Right. But they say every decade comes back. Like, I didn't think the 80s would be popular again because looking back, like, it was really bad fashion. But the 80s did make a comeback and the 90s too. Like, so there's always nostalgia for the past, or always this desire to bring back the past. So that's why you should save stuff, or it's not bad if you save stuff because it will always come back into style at some point.
Yes, yes, that's practically guaranteed. But again, in addition to nostalgia, there's also this other aspect to audio cassettes and video cassettes that is drawing new, younger people to them. And that'll be the point in our next section here. So without further ado, let's go into our second reading now.
Imperfect is the point. Perhaps the younger generations are more interested in formats that are tangible, that they can hold, Grauser said. He theorized that some may be fed up with the digital world and streaming services that provide access to artists' music, rather than the ability to own it. Dominic Dunlap said he enjoys that physical aspect of cassettes, and that once he purchases the music, he owns it forever. More and more, it seems like you gotta buy a subscription of this or pay for a monthly or yearly subscription of that just to own what you paid for a limited amount of time, he explained. That's why a lot of people are going back to physical media. What I like about cassettes in particular is the lack of what it is. It's not perfect, he said. And the imperfection is what makes it appealing in some ways because everything's artificially perfect now.
Okay, so Grauser continues to speak here and give his perspective on the situation. He says right at the top that perhaps younger generations are more interested in formats, meaning the form that something takes, in this case, the form of the audio technology, the music technology, cassette tapes. Younger generations are more interested in formats that are tangible. Tangible. What does that mean, Linda?
Something that you can touch, you can feel, you can actually, there's physicality to it.
Right, right. So he has a theory now, does Mr. Grauser. What is that theory?
His theory is that some people in this younger generation, they're fed up with the digital world and the streaming services because you don't really own the music like we mentioned before. You just have access to it for however long you keep your subscription. And this term fed up, it means that you're tired of something or sick of something or annoyed by it and you want change. So the current situation or the environment that this younger generation has grown up in has influenced this desire for things from the past. So because they've grown up in a digital world, and using streaming services in which you don't get to physically own music, they long for this past form or format of cassette tapes because it's something that you can actually touch and own.
Right, right. In a way, it's two ideas, isn't it? It's this idea of the physicality of it, the tangibility of it, being able to touch it and feel it, and that sound of snapping the tape into the cassette and pressing play, but it's also the ownership aspect. And Dominic, in the next line, Dominic Dunlap, the young college student, says he enjoys that physical aspect of cassettes and that once he purchases the music, he owns it forever. Like Linda was just saying, there's these two aspects, it seems, that feed into this appreciation and desire for audio cassettes. Dominic Dunlap has another quote here. He says, more and more, it seems like you got to buy a subscription of this or pay for a monthly or yearly subscription of that just to own what you paid for a limited time. And there's a nice sort of English expression there to blah, 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 this, or blah, 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 that. In this case, you got to buy a subscription of this or a yearly subscription of that. And when you say that, you know, I had to, I went into the office yesterday and it was like, sign this and go do that. And it's a way of describing a lot of things without specifying exactly what they are, but sort of just talking about them in general terms, this and that.
And this is an idea that we've talked about in other articles, this subscription fatigue.
Yes.
You're always having to buy or pay for a subscription of some sort for so many things, all right, for entertainment, for streaming your movies. Before it was just Netflix. Now, if you want to watch other things, you have to pay for a subscription to Netflix and Disney Plus and Paramount, HBO. Yeah, and for music as well. Spotify subscription to have access to music, paying for data, paying for storage of your files and photos. So there's always something else to subscribe to. And so it's like this constant amount of bills coming at you every month. And again, you don't own it, right? It's just using it for a limited period of time.
Right. But there's actually now a third reason that Dominic Dunlap touches on here that may be underlying the resurgence in cassette tape technology. And it's the very last line here. He says, "What I like about cassettes in particular is the lack of what it is. It's not perfect," he said, "and the imperfection is what makes it appealing in some ways, because everything's artificially perfect now. So we have the physicality of audio cassettes, we have the ownership quality of audio cassettes, but also this idea that, particularly in the new generation, there's a sense that so much of life, particularly music, is somehow artificially perfect, as he puts it, in a kind of soulless way, and that the imperfection of audio cassettes, the, you know, somewhat less than perfect quality in the sound of audio cassettes, actually has an appeal.
Yes.
There's a warmth to it. There's a human, perhaps,
right,
quality to it, because it's not digitally perfect like so much of music is today.
Right. And with the advent of AI, that makes everything sound perfect without any imperfections. This idea of imperfection, it means that it's human and it's something that the younger generation wants, right? Because cassette tapes, we know, we talked about how imperfect of a format they are. They get damaged easily. They can be erased. It's like the sound quality degrades over time, but they want this imperfection. That's what makes it appealing.
Yes. Is that appealing for you, Linda?
Well, not right now, because, yeah, it doesn't really apply to me right now, but I can understand. I can totally understand. Like, if you have only been exposed to perfect recordings, there's something more human about listening to music on a cassette tape because, yeah, it isn't completely perfect.
Yeah. And with the rise of music created entirely by AI now, mm-hmm, like all the instruments, the lead vocals, these days, AI can do all of that. Still, I wonder how far, you know, it's impressive that it can do that, but in terms of music that really touches us, I wonder if AI-generated music will ever be able to do that, just because it will always perhaps lack, just like Dominic Dunlap is saying, it will always lack a humanness. It mm-hmm. will lack an imperfection in some way. And it's strange because it doesn't sound like, it makes it sound like, oh, the best music is bad music, poorly performed music in which the singers don't hit the right notes or they don't know how to play their instruments. And it's not that, but there's just something.
Having a human element to it.
Having a human element to it, yeah, that you can sort of only pick upon subconsciously, I think.
Yeah, it's ironic though, because humans have always strived to be perfect, right? So there's always been this goal of perfection. But it's different when it's achieved artificially.
Like, yeah, because then it's not really, it's perfect imperfection. is the problem. If it's generated artificially, that's why I think AI will never really be able to capture that. But, you know, who knows? 5 years ago, I didn't think AI would be able to get to the point it is today. So we want to remain humble in the face of technological
advances. But I think humans will always want a human element to something. Like AI is, when it came out, like everyone was just awed by it. But after a few years with it, I think we still want something that has humanity to it.
Yeah. Because we're humans, it makes sense. Anyway, we hope that you humans out there have enjoyed listening to us and reading through this article. That is it for today. Please join us again next time when we will have another topic for you, another chance to read and practice your English. But for today, I'm Peter.
I'm Linda.
Saying bye-bye.
Goodbye.